Lively Stone's Meditations. Fire from the Midst. 1st October 2022. And reading from Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. I was in prayer a few days ago and waiting on the Lord when I heard his response, Look to the burning bush. Now, this was possibly the first Bible story that I and many of us had heard, and God's message to Moses from the midst of the holy fire was, Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. This was God's personal message to Moses, but it becomes a personal message to each of us, by name, and what it speaks to you or me is a personal and individual as each of us are. Take off your shoes. Let nothing come between your walk with the Lord and his holy ground. What that means for you will no doubt be different from what it means to me. The when and the where will enter in also. The why is simply that each of us needs the Holy Spirit, passionate fire, speaking to us. We are the bush, the wood, natural living beings, prickly and stubbornly clinging to our spiritual desert. And his holy fire in us does not burn or consume us, for it is gentle, yet giving new life, speaking wisdom and truth, discernment and guidance, even without our realizing the fact. He wishes to take us out of the desert and into life. Moses was set a task by the angel of the Lord, the messenger, and each one of us will also be given direction in this way. Open yourself to his voice in the midst of the fire, his Holy Spirit speaking to you in your innermost being. Meditate on these things. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. A holy command. Love with all your soul. The revelations made by Jesus Christ reveal that the right center for self is God. Personal, passionate devotion to him. Then I am able to show to my fellow men the same love that God has shown to me. Until I get there, I take the position of the Pharisee or of the publican. I either thank God that I am not an out-and-out sinner and point out certain people who are worse than I am, or else I grovel to the other extreme. Both attitudes are wrong, because they are not truly centred. From Biblical Philosophy by Oswald Chambers.